So I want to kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about the NFL playoffs this weekend, the divisional playoffs, because that was some of the best football I've ever seen. So I kind of want to talk about some of the things I saw because I thought there were some really interesting things that went on this past weekend. So I'm going to kind of hop between the games. I'm not going to talk much about the Bengals and the Titans simply because I had some things going on, so I couldn't watch the game as intently as I watched the others. But I want to talk about how like the entire weekend just revolved around close games and mistakes. Like how different teams were making mistakes, different teams had different flaws and errors, and how like despite those errors, despite those flaws, teams still found a way to win. So let's start with the Bengals. Now, I'm a huge Joe Burrow fan. I think Joe is amazing. Enjoyed him at LSU. Love Ja'Marr Chase. Love what the Bengals have done with this team. Wasn't really sure that they'd be able to pull out the win against Tennessee. I just thought Tennessee was a more well-rounded team. But I mean, you have all the sacks that the Bengals had, and they still won the game. Like, that is crazy to me. And so, Derrick Henry first game back, I thought he looked really good actually, considering it was his first game back from a fractured foot that he suffered on November 1st. So overall, I thought the Bengals were great. I was really happy to see them win. We'll talk about who they're going to face at the end with the last game that we cover, but very happy for the Bengals, excited for them. Next game that was up was San Francisco and Green Bay. So normally I don't root against players. I just don't ever want to be that guy, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to pretend like I didn't enjoy seeing Aaron Rodgers lose simply because of how he carries himself in regards to everything going on in the world and how unintelligent he acts, but also thinking that he's very intelligent. With that being said, I really did not expect Green Bay to win this game. And I didn't expect him to win the game because Bomani Jones of ESPN brought up this point that Green Bay at this time of year is freezing cold. I looked at the weather. It said that it felt like zero. Let's think about that. It felt like zero. And so in that environment, with that snow that just poured on more and more and more as the game went, you have a Green Bay team that builds its offense around passing. I mean, let's think about that. They're throwing around this football that's getting harder and harder as the game goes on. It's like throwing around a rock. And Aaron Rodgers has got to keep his hands from freezing so he could throw the ball. Wide receivers got to keep their hands warm so they could catch it. This is just not a recipe for winning playoff games at Lambeau Field. And I think Green Bay's really going to have to address that and be able to adjust their game plan when they get deep into the playoffs. And the 49ers, man, like, that defense was great to watch. That defense is worrisome. Like, I think the team that they're going to play against next week, the Rams, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, like, I'd be very nervous if I was the Rams. But watching Green Bay, watching the mistakes that the team made, but also watching like Jimmy G and seeing that like this guy's not a great quarterback, and yet San Francisco is finding a way to win around him. I would be nervous if I'm the Rams. Which brings me to the Rams. Oh boy. That game, the Rams and the Bucks. So my wife and I watched that game. We watched that game and we watched the Chiefs Buffalo game. And we're watching this game and we're just like, okay, so I was rooting for Odell. I'm an Odell Beckham Jr. fan. I just love watching him play football. I don't have anything against Brady, but I had concerns about them. In particular, the concerns I had for the Bucks had to do with the offensive line. Tristan Wirfs was out. They had a number of injuries in regards to Chris Godwin being out for the year. Antonio Brown obviously gone, if you follow what happened there. And so they had a number of players who were out. So I was really concerned about the Bucks. But like I told my wife, like, I'm not going to root against Tom Brady. Like, I'm just not doing it. No matter what odds are stacked against him, I'm not rooting against him. And if you saw that game, you saw that was exactly the concern. Like, the Rams played really well and then just kept giving the game away. All of the fumbles, all of the mistakes. It was just unbelievable to to watch. And Tom Brady got his team back in the game. Gronk, Fournette, though, that offensive line, despite going up against Von Miller and going up against Aaron McDonald, they still found a way to get themselves close in the game and make it a field goal game at the very end. If I'm the Rams, I'm just really, really nervous about how that game went. If I'm the Rams, I'm really concerned, because normally you can't have that many turnovers and that many mistakes and still win a football game in the playoffs against Tom Brady. And now they're going to go up against the 49ers. And I'm going to tell y'all something about that 49ers team. That is a team that is built to win playoff games. If you judge them by the way you judge the regular season, that team doesn't make sense. But this is not the regular season. This is the playoffs. Being able to run the ball, being able to control the clock, being able to get first downs with great playmakers like Deebo Samuel, and being able to control the other side of the ball with your defense, good special teams like San Francisco showed, because all of those mistakes that Green Bay had on special teams, just absolutely horrendous, absolutely shocking, unbelievable. And so when you have a team that's rolling like the 49ers, I think the Rams should really be concerned. They've got some great playmakers. They've got Van Jefferson, who I like. They got Odell, obviously. Cooper Kupp, the best receiver in football this season. Matt Stafford, who I'm not as high on as other people. I think Matt Stafford is a decent quarterback. I don't think he's proven himself to be good or great, but he did make some great throws at the end of the game, but he hasn't shown me enough in his career. I think for a first-round pick, the number one overall pick, he doesn't get as much scrutiny as somebody else would in that position. I think the Rams are really going to have to go to the film and figure out how to avoid those mistakes and play a really good game, because they have the better quarterback. The 49ers have the better run game. The Rams have the better receivers. The 49ers have the hotter defense right now, but the Rams have, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Jalen Ramsey. And so, this is an interesting matchup. But if I'm the Rams, I'm concerned against the 49ers. I'm really, really concerned. Don't let anybody say, oh, well, they're the Rams, so they're just going to do great. I don't know about that. I could see the 49ers going to the Super Bowl simply because of matchups. They've had the better matchups for them so far in the playoffs. And I still think that the Rams are a really good matchup for the 49ers. And of course, the big game out of all of them, we had three great games leading up to it, but the Chiefs and the Bills. What a game. I think no matter how we feel about overtime and how it ended, we can all agree that was a fantastic game. Tyrann Mathieu getting injured at the beginning of that game had me concerned for the Chiefs, that he's such an integral role to that secondary, leading that secondary, putting people in great positions, being a ball hawk, moving around back there. I was concerned about how that secondary would perform, and I was had legitimate concerns. I mean, look at Gabriel Davis's 4-touchdown game against them. I mean, the Chiefs secondary, their defense decided that they were going to lock down Stephon Diggs. He had 3 catches for 7 yards. And they said, we're not going to let him beat us. And they say, you know what? We'll take other guys beating us. And they gave Gabriel Davis the space to have an amazing game. They didn't want him to have that great game, but they dared the Bills to beat him with someone else. And the Bills couldn't do it. Gabriel Davis had a fantastic game, but he also didn't help them win the game, unfortunately. I hate that for him because he has such a fantastic game. Josh Allen was amazing. I mean, that was an amazing performance. Great game by him. Tough game by him, being able to constantly go back and forth. I think the announcer said that 25 points were scored in the last minute 54. Just an absolutely wild game. But you can never discount Patrick Mahomes. I think anytime you've got Patrick Mahomes, Hall of Famer, Travis Kelce, Hall of Famer, Hill, who is probably going to be a Hall of Famer, might already be one at this point. Anytime you got those guys on your team, and then you've got a scrappy Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you got Pringle, you got McKinnon, you've got guys on that team. That offensive line is rebuilt. You're looking at an offensive line that could not stop San Francisco in the Super Bowl last year, meanwhile holding up against a strong Bills team. Like, you can never count out Patrick Mahomes. And I thought they just did a fantastic job going back and forth, being able to answer the touchdowns from the other team, exploiting the weaknesses. This is what I will say. You know, I mentioned overtime. For those who say, well, we need to change the overtime rules, I get what you're saying. Clinton Yates made a good point. Give them a halftime break at the end of regulation and then do one, you know, 10-minute quarter. I think that's a little long, but I get the point. My concern when it comes to changing the overtime rules is that these guys have taken a beating for like 19, 20 games, okay? And not only have these guys taken a beating, but also you have these guys who have just finished a game. They're exhausted. They're gassed. And our ask for them, for those of us who are sitting on the bench, we are not actually like playing this game at all. A lot of us have never played football. A lot of us have never been good at football. And we want to ask these guys to play another quarter. Doesn't really make sense to me. So I get where people are coming from, but I also think that the Buffalo Bills defense was exhausted. They needed to stop Mahomes and company for 13 seconds. They couldn't do it. Travis Kelce, if you see one of the plays that he did, Travis Kelce goes in motion and then comes off the line and gets the first down against a Bills defense that's playing deep to stop the deep route. And nobody chips him. Nobody hits him. Nobody's on him. He gets that first down. The Bills defense played great as best as they could. I mean, what can you do when you're going up against the Chiefs? But they also had plenty of chances to stop them. And so I think asking them and saying, okay, well, I think that we need to give them even more time because we wanted Josh Allen to get the ball. I get that. But the Bills were on the field. Their defense was on the field. The Chiefs were on the field. Their offense was on the field. They got to get a stop. Somebody's got to lose. Somebody's got to win. And it's not always going to be a way that everybody finds satisfying. But at the end of the day, the Bills couldn't stop them. And that just shows how that the Chiefs were the better team. They did what they had to do to win that game. But that being said, it was a fantastic weekend of football. Like, that's one of the best games I've ever seen. And I told my wife, like, that game is going to go down in the history books. And that catch by Kelce, the game-winning touchdown. Like, there was a couple catches. I think Diggs had a two-point conversion where he's going one way. His body's going one way. And then he reaches across the other side to get the touchdown. Travis Kelce turns his body for the game-winning touchdown to catch that ball and get it where it needs to be. Like, these guys were just making some amazing plays on both sides of the ball. And at the end of the day, it was just a fantastic weekend of football. So I just wanted to talk about football this weekend because I really enjoyed it. And I just thought it was fantastic. I would love to know what games you enjoyed the most. What games did you find the most fun? What do you think about the overtime rules? Let's talk about it. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.